ZBA Mobile.
04ZEW, how you doing, Dave? Sorry for the delay. I keyed up on the wrong VFO.
I never do that. If you believe that, then I got some land I'd like to interest you in just south of Folly Beach. You got a great view of the water. But anyway, so what are you up to?
This is Ben. I know I haven't talked to you in a little while. I am just wrapping things up at work. I've got some rice in the rice cooker, and I'm going to try to put some food together and see what I can get into for the evening.
All right. Well, sounds good. I'm headed to the sports club to play some more tennis. I played at 10 this morning, and I got a 6 o'clock doubles match, so I go a little early just because of the traffic.
Go in if you want to be there this time of day, then that's the wise move.
Just, that way, if I run into a big jam or something, a traffic jam, I don't have to panic because I've got, 55 minutes to get there. So. And, there's people there I can sit around and talk with and that kind of thing. So while I'm waiting for our, for it to get to 6 o'clock. So at least I have something to do while I'm there.
Good. That's good. We haven't been there. We've pretty much wrapped up with the old sports club. The youngest that was going there is in sixth grade, so she's going to be going straight home from school on the school bus instead of doing the after-school program. So I know she's going to miss her friends, but I'm not going to miss that bill.
I know what you mean. Well, I'm paying for my oldest grandson to go. He had his first clinic, beginners tennis from age 12 to 17. And he started last night. And then, his mom and dad are divorced, so it just depends on. He has that clinic on Monday and Wednesday, so next week he'll play on, or he'll do the clinic on Wednesday, because that's when he'll be with mom again.
Very cool. Very cool. So he's got the tennis bug.
Gave him one of my rackets. It's a Babolat. It's one of their cheaper lines. It really, for what I need, it's really all I needed. So I gave it to him. I switched back to Wilson. Wilson's a little bit long ball with the Wilson racket.
Suppose if the racket is well strung and the cords are really tight and everything, the racket should work fine.
It did pretty good. The only thing I didn't like about it was the strings would spread out, and while you're hitting it, while you're playing with it, and you can't just straighten the strings in the middle of a point, So that was another thing. But then with the Wilson, I switched a hybrid setup, which is, the vertical and horizontal strings are different. So it gives you more control and you can still get a good spin on the ball if you want to.
I had no idea that you could have a hybrid setup like that where you have different types of strings being vertical, horizontal, things like that. What are the different ones made of that you can do that with?
Getting out of my league now. I don't even know. I just know they work. I've got a pack. I got four packs of them at home. I need to get one of my rackets restrung. I'm still playing with it, but it's some of the strings are starting to get a little frayed. So I know it's time. I don't want them to break on me. And while I'm playing, of course, I have two rackets, identical rackets. So, if one string breaks on one, I can just get the other one out of the bag and start playing with it. And, really can't tell the difference.
That's smart. Yeah, I didn't know if the strings were all nylon or if they had introduced Kevlar strings and, what the different types are. I mean, it's been a long time since I've played tennis. So you mentioned the hybrid string types, and I was just curious as to what the different strings were. I'm gonna look that up. That's really interesting because I'm sure they have different grip as well as flexibility from when you hit the ball, so you can put different types of spin on it, and you have different I guess flex rates. I don't know what you would actually call it, flexion.
So you can have them strung at different pounds, and I think I have mine done at about 57 pounds, and got a nice wreck there, big old pickup truck, four quad door pickup truck, ran in, pulled out in front of a guy here on, I don't know if this is called Howell or Haywood, coming down Big Hill from Pelham Road and toward East North Street, and man, they got both lanes blocked. People are having to drive past the wreck in single lane in the median.
Yeah, that must be around. I think Howell becomes Haywood around East North Street. I'll pause for a minute if you need to pay attention and focus on the driving.
I never pay attention when I'm driving. I went right through it, through there. There was no problem in this direction. Headed south, just going back, north, that you have to be, wary of, because those are the two lanes that are blocked off. But anyway, I hope nobody got hurt. They hit them right in the driver's door. It looks like they knocked the door off. I can't really tell. I couldn't really tell. But anyway, I hope the driver wasn't hurt in that little blue car, because I don't think the truck driver guy. It was a big old truck, it was raised and everything, so it probably just scratched the bumper or something.
So I'm looking up these different string types. It looks like there's some different polyester blends. The multi-filament, and then some kind of polyester and natural gut. Now, I don't know if that's like animal intestine gut or what, but it's really interesting, these different string types that they put in, and then they can be soft, or they can be make softer strings. And you can get better bite with certain types of strings. The tension can be maintained for longer periods instead of having to retighten them. All kinds of somebody's put some Somebody's put some serious sciencing behind these things.
So we've come a long way since Jimmy Connors and John McEnroe when they were using wooden rackets. And, I started with a wooden, I had a Jack Kramer autograph on my first tennis racket, I guess. And I played with that for years till the, I think it was the Wilson 1000 came out with some kind of metal racket and, you know, didn't have much of a frame around the strings at all. So it was really unique looking. But anyway, yeah, I mean, there is a science. I mean, you can buy rackets with, you know, with the strings different widths apart. I mean, it just goes on and on. They got strings that have more of a bite to them if you like to do spins with the ball a lot. And that bite varies depending on what, you know, how much spin you want to do. It's just unbelievable the choices that they give you now. So, it blows my mind.
Yeah, same here. Just all the different variables this introduces. That's so funny. You reminded me of the mouth of McEnroe. I remember that being a big thing. And I have red hair. And growing up, my mom always said that my celebrity lookalike was Boris Becker.
Yeah, I always liked Boris Becker. And, there was several of the guys there with, Connors and McEnroe that I liked. Can't think of another guy's name. He had a bunch of hair, and now he's bald. But he did very well for himself. I mean, you know, financially, he runs some kind of foundation or something, or has started a foundation for children. I think Federer's done the same thing. And Federer invested in some kind of business. I can't remember what it's all about, but he's now a billionaire.
For the EW, are you talking about Andre Agassi? Because I remember when it was a really big deal when he cut his...
Andre Agassi, he had all that hair, you know, and if you see him today, you know, it's... He obviously went bald, and he just decided, you know, to shave his head, so it all looked the same.
I remember when he did cut it all off, and it was a really big deal. So I don't know if it was because he was going bald, it seems like he was still a little young at the time, or if it was just some kind of he was a different stage of life, or he was just trying to boost his media presence. But I remember that being a big deal. And I just looked up, there was Bjorn Borg. He was another big player. And then, of course, there was like Steffi Graf and Chris Evert. The female added Martina Navratilova, the Czechoslovakian lady that no one can pronounce her last name.
For CPA. I don't know how to pronounce her. I used to pronounce her name, but I haven't said it in a long time. I can't say it. Yes. I think she's, she wasn't even, she Wimbledon, and she wasn't, she's usually, you know, doing some of the women's journalists and stuff, you know, being one of the broadcasters, and she wasn't even there, so I think she's got some health problems.
I haven't heard. heard much from her lately. I haven't kept up. I just looked up famous tennis players from the 80s, trying to find Andre, because I remember the hair thing. And then the other big one was Jimmy Connors. That's one I was trying to think of, too.
You don't hear much about him. McEnroe mentions him every now and then. I went to a friend of mine, and I went to Columbia. It's been years ago now, but it's back when McEnroe was still playing. He was playing on a senior team, and he's playing singles with, and I cannot remember the other guy, but if I said his name, you'd know him. And they, you know, of course, McEnroe, everybody, he was known for his, you know, getting mad at the ump routine. So, you know, he didn't disappoint. And it was a lot of fun, you know, to watch him play. And they could still play good tennis. Of course, they weren't using wooden rackets either. But anyway, he's forgotten more about tennis than I'll ever know. So, oh, me, I tell you. But it's a lot of fun, and I get my exercise, and I stay healthy, and my blood works real good. So I see the doctor every 6 months for lab work, and everything's just dandy. So he just says, keep doing what you're doing. So he's real happy with the results, and I am too.
Yeah, you picked a good one, a good sport. If your joints can handle it, tennis is definitely one of the best sports you can do to keep your, cardiovascular and lymphatic system and all that in shape. I have a bad back, so I can't handle the twisting involved in tennis anymore, and I really miss it. I really enjoy playing. I can still play stuff like badminton, but with the twisting, especially backhanding and things like that in tennis, I just can't do it anymore. So keep it up. It's super for your body, super for your mind.
Appreciate that, Ben. Sorry you can't play anymore, because I just turned 70 last December 28th, so I got another birthday coming up here in about 5 months, so, but anyway, I'm still doing good, and I told my wife, as long as I can stand up, I'll play tennis, you know.
Cooker beeping, and I'll be good catching up with you. I'll meet you in person one of these days, somehow, some way. And you enjoy it tonight. So it's KO4ZEW. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey Ben, well, it's good to talk to you. You talked me all the way to the sports club. It's called ACAC now, but I still call it the sports club. Nobody knows what ACAC is. The people that work here don't even know what it stands. Some of them don't know what it stands for. But anyway, they've done a great job. They Creek's another place that was really in need of a lot of things, and they fixed everything. So anyway, go get your ice. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA.